Hi guys, my name is Arya and I'm from EduRega. Welcome to this session on smart contract tutorials. So we'll be going over the following topics today. We're going to discuss what a smart contract is. We're going to see who invented smart contracts and we're going to discuss their key properties. We're going to go through the development languages and the advantages and disadvantages of smart contracts. Furthermore, we're going to see through some smart contract tools that are really necessary for development. When blockchain was released back in 2009, people didn't know what to really use it for, other than the general bookkeeping of transactions. Well, it's been almost a decade since blockchain was invented, and we've come across really interesting use cases that implement the blockchain in their own unique ways. One such use case is Ethereum, which was the first blockchain platform that implemented the concept of smart contracts. So what exactly is a smart contract? Well, a proper definition states that a smart contract are executable logic that runs on a blockchain network. This basically means that smart contracts are just simple programs that run on the blockchain. This opens up the blockchain to be used in a variety of sectors. Smart contracts are available that control the logic behind simple things like gambling, asset transfer, vote counting, etc. Blockchain is also the ideal space for smart contract storing due to its decentralized nature. This allows smart contracts to realize transactions without the need of an intermediary. Even though the first application of the concepts of a smart contract was with the launch of Ethereum, the genesis of the idea dates back to early 1994, and the entire credit goes to Nick Schwabu. Nick was well known as a cryptographer and a computer scientist. He introduced his idea of electronic contracts that would handle protocols regarding e-commerce when strangers met on the internet. In 1998, Nick even designed a mechanism for a decentralized digital currency called Bitgold. Even though it was never implemented, it acts as a direct precursor to the Bitcoin architecture. Today, we have numerous blockchain platforms other than Ethereum that support smart contract functionality. For example, Hyperledger Fabric, NEM, and Stellar. Regardless of the platform they are deployed in, smart contracts have some general key properties. Firstly, every smart contract is autonomous in nature. This means that once a developer has created his logic and deployed it on the blockchain as a smart contract, he does not need to participate in any of its processes. Smart contracts are also auto-sufficient, which means that they can collect money, realize transactions, distribute resources, issue and spend to allow a larger capacity of storage and computation power. Lastly, smart contracts are decentralized. They are distributed by various network points instead of being focused on one single central source. Smart contracts are mostly developed in their network-specific languages, like Solidity, Serpent, Viper, but there are application programming interfaces these days that allow developers to develop their smart contract in languages they are familiar with, for example, Python and JavaScript. Smart contracts come with their advantages and disadvantages. Let's discuss their advantages first. First of all, smart contracts assure complete safety and security as data in a decentralized registry cannot be lost or hacked. Secondly, they remove third parties and hence assure agent neutrality in signing of deals. Next, as smart contracts are completely automated, this means that it performs a job with utmost precision without a chance for human error. And since everything is automated and run by code, it also saves a lot of precious time. Like every technology, smart contracts too have their own shortcomings. Firstly, they are a hassle to maintain. As things are immutable on a blockchain, this means that every time you update your smart contract, you have to deploy it as a completely new contract at a new address. The concept of a distributed and decentralized backend service is difficult to understand for inexperienced developers. Since it is a new technology, people generally tend to be suspicious and skeptic when implementing smart contracts. Now that we've seen the pros and cons, let's see the tools available for helping us build our smart contracts. Every contract firstly needs a wallet to store its transaction values in. There are many wallets available like Mist, Armory, and Multibit, which serve this purpose. Secondly, we need a framework which makes our lives as a developer much easier for deploying these contracts. Good examples of frameworks include Hyperledger Fabric and Truffle. We also need a compiler for our scripting language, but these can be easily replaced by online compilers like Remix and Composer Playground. Lastly, we need a test network to actually test our smart contracts on, as once they are deployed on a regular blockchain network, they become immutable. Smart contracts have seen some really interesting use cases over time. Let's go through a few of them. Gambling, for one, has been made secure and lightning fast with the use of smart contracts. Voting smart contracts exist that make the process completely transparent and corruption-free. Smart contracts are also being used to speed up processes involving deal signing, for example, financial agreements and insurance policies. Other than that, Smart contracts are also being used to automate entire organizations where things like payment distribution, incentive handling are completely automated. These organizations are commonly known as decentralized automated organizations. Now that we've seen everything about smart contracts, it's time we deploy our own smart contract on our test network. For this exercise, we're going to need Node.js and NPM installed and updated to the latest version. For the following exercise, we'll be using the following technologies. We'll be using Web3.js framework to interact with our smart contract through a front-end API. We'll be using TestRPC as our test network. And we'll be using Solidity to develop our contracts, and compiling them will be done through the Remix browser. I hope you learned something today. Goodbye.